The Around the NFL Podcast has no timetable for recovery.
Welcome back to another edition of the Around the NFL Podcast. My name is Dan Hanses, and I am joined by a room filled with heroes. Colleen Wolf.
Yeah.
Back from the Women's March in Washington. Chris Wessling and Greg Rosenthal. What's up, boys and woman?
Hey, Dan. In Washington.
I thought you were.
Okay.
Really?
I thought you said you were going to go.
Yeah.
Oh, but you didn't go.
I went in L.A. I did go. Where were you, Dan?
Where
do you care about women's rights?
I was holding down the fort at home, taking care of my children.
Mark was there, too.
Taking down
Mark came with us.
Yeah, Mark went to the Women's March as well.
Yep. I felt like it was his kind of scene.
It was one of those Mark weekends where he could be literally anywhere.
and
you would believe it.
Yep.
Did he share the story about the old age home? Maybe that's for the off season.
that's one of my favorites.
That's a great story.
I still don't know if that's true.
Oh, it's true.
Okay. So Colleen's here. And the reason why she's sitting in Mark's chair is because Mark is actually on the road right now. He is on a road trip to Houston for the Super Bowl. He actually has company, and it all ties together. Gonzo.
Yeah.
Colleen's husband with Mark. And a little later today, we're going to get him on the phone and see how they're doing, if they're doing okay, what they're doing, what this whole thing is.
I'm a little worried
about them. Why is this even happening? We're going to get all the answers.
Company sanctioned trip.
I think they have a sponsor, don't they? They might have a sponsor.
It's a sponsored road trip.
By Bud Light, which is curious because it's a road trip.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Bud Light.
I think the end result
is fair.
Sponsored by the actual writing is sponsored by Bud Light.
Okay, not the travel.
I was hoping they were in a car that was wrapped with a Bud Light whole thing.
Like Rex Ryan's old Bill's truck.
I can't begin to tell you how jealous I am of this assignment.
Yeah, we can get into that as well. But we will, we'll get Mark and Gonzo on the phone a little bit later. A lot of news to get to. Obviously, there is no football this week unless you count the Pro Bowl. I know people.
Yeah, big game coming up. Huge stars.
Excited about the Pro Bowl in Orlando, but we will talk about some other things in the NFL, including the big news from Big Ben. Decides it's up to you how serious you want to take it, but we'll talk about his recent statements. We'll break out the QB believability scale. We'll see what's going on that.
Dust it off.
That's a new thing. What does that even?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
It's your thing. You better know.
Yeah, we'll see. And we'll get Sessler and Gonzo on the phone. And it's a nice show. We got there she is, the first lady of the Around the NFL Podcast, behind the glass, new money. How you doing, Sid?
Good. I feel so honored.
Yeah, we invited Sid out to the now traditional post NFC AFC title game drinks.
It's weird. I didn't get the invitation or the scotch that you guys got
right.
From
there's plenty Mr. of scotch,
but that's
left.
Okay.
Plenty of scotch left.
Continue.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I didn't either.
This was more kind of like this is like the third or fourth year the foursome after a long year of the Sunday. Do not take it personally, Connie. We go to the local watering hole, and we did invite Sydney. She uncomfortably gave us like a "we'll see" at the end of the show, and then she did not join us. But we didn't take it.
Well, the foursome wasn't there.
Right.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, but you chose not to go. You put your career ahead of the foursome.
I didn't choose.
Why did you put your career ahead of four drinks at the Cozy?
Yeah. What are you doing? You made that decision to go to New England.
Well, it wasn't.
Feels like that was a bad choice.
It wasn't my decision.
So so we had a nice little time at the Cozy, but there is still football to get to, and let's start by doing some news. Let's go, Sid.
Boys, I got the need for speed.
A little preview of Mark Sessler on the road. Mark, by the way, was a terrible driver.
Really?
Hope he's not driving.
We'll get to that.
He has an accident like once every 2 months.
Oh, I think right before the Women's March, he had another accident.
Oh, that's right.
Not even joking.
Oh, my God, you're right.
He's not a good – we'll get to that.
All right, all right.
Can Gonzo
drive? He really a terrible driver?
Yeah.
A woeful driver. He will even admit to that.
John hates to be in the car if somebody is a bad driver.
Oh, we'll dig into that. But let's start with some news out of Pittsburgh. And if you're a Steelers fan, you don't like to hear this. Ben Roethlisberger was on 93.7 the fans of the Cook and Pony Show.
Ooh.
I don't know. Sounds a little bit saucy. Talking about his future, and to the surprise of many, it was a little bit of a hazy future. Let's hear what he had to say on the old Cook and Pony Show.
I'm going to take this off season to evaluate, to consider health and family and things like that, and just kind of take some time away to evaluate next season, if there's going to be a next season.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger's 34. He'll be 35 this spring. Just came off another very good season, a great season. Played well in the AFC title game, even if his supporting cast didn't help him out too much. Wes, a lot of people across the internet scoffed at this because Ben's known to play up injuries, but this is a little bit of a different thing, right? He's talking about his career, and he is not a young guy anymore.
I dated a girl like this.
Well, like well. Ben.
Yeah, like Ben?
He's not going to retire. He just wants to be asked back. He wants people to miss him for a little bit. He wants you to know, please, Ben, we need you so much. We'll promise our young receivers will take it more seriously. But we really need you. I mean, the guy's going to owe them $18 million if he doesn't come back next year.
I hope she was better looking than Big Ben.
Everybody's better looking than Big Ben.
Oh.
You know what, Wes? You took that too far. What do you think, Colleen?
Yeah, no, I kind of agree with that he sort of wants the, oh, yes, you are going to come back. You're going to come back and save the team. We have all of the pieces in place that we need, and you are the only piece that really needs to happen here for us to have success.
Wow,
Slaughterfest.
You know, he is going to be 35 years old. That is not a crazy age for players to be considering retirement. Basically, at any other position, that's what they all say in the immediate aftermath of an emotional loss. I'm going to evaluate it, and then they get a couple weeks out, and then they come back. So I don't know if he's that different than most players. Obviously, they have to plan for him to be retiring sooner than later. I don't think they're going to expect that he's retiring this year, but I think it's a reminder that I don't think you expect Big Ben to take care of his body necessarily as well as Tom Brady does and play as well at 39 as he's playing at 35. They got to start planning for the future, so maybe it's a good push to that.
You also get the feeling, or at least I do, that all these older quarterbacks, when they get out of bed, you roll out of bed and it's sometimes a little tougher to get to the bathroom, to get to the kitchen.
Bones are cracking.
Big Ben seems like a guy that it might have that problem more than other players. He has, and we know about the injuries because he lets us all know about them, but he has taken a beating and he is a big guy. And I would not be surprised if he doesn't feel too good right now and he's wondering how much longer he wants to do this.
Apparently, too, he's told Tomlin before that he has contemplated retirement. So, I mean, this is possible if he has mentioned it to
him. Well, here's what Tomlin said when he was told of what Big Ben said on the radio. He said it, so you do take it seriously. I think that that's a fair assessment in terms of where he is in his career. I'm not alarmed by it. I think that's just football. You know, Wes.
What? I have no doubt that within the 48-hour period after his season-ending loss, the thought of retirement entered his mind. I have no doubt as Greg said, it happens for so many players. That's the fallout.
Happens today after every show.
I was going to say, how many times has one of us left this building and been like, all right, I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm getting out.
But you sit down and think about it and then sit down and think about giving $18 million back to the Steelers. If he's not on that team, if he hasn't told the Steelers by the beginning of free agency in March that he's coming back, I'll agree not to block anyone on Twitter for a month.
Wow, that's bold.
You got to start reporting them. But that's next level block.
Ooh, nice. Ooh,
you mentioned though.
Wait, you want Wes to snitch on people on Twitter next? That's next level.
You referred though, Wes, to something about the young receivers, like that there was Aditi Kinkawala, I believe, reported that he was upset with how immature his young receivers were.
Well, I think that also extends to the one who was suspended all year, Martavis Bryant. Mm-hmm. And if he's on the field, that AFC Championship game goes a lot differently.
Totally different.
By the way, one last note on this. He is 35 almost. Steelers got to figure out a plan at quarterback.
Right, because they've been ignoring the backup position for a long time.
Their current backup's heading towards free agency. All right. In other Steelers news, Mike Tomlin spoke about a successful Pittsburgh season that also had some controversy, of course, at the end with Antonio Brown and his Facebook Live snafu. And Mike Tomlin spoke about his star wide receiver, about how their relationship will be going forward. Tomlin said, "I'm going to continue to challenge him in the ways I've challenged him over the course of his career, to continue to find new ways to be an impact player for us, to continue to grow within the role that is his role on this team." He went on to say, "I think it's important that we have great clarity about not only what their roles are formally, but what the informal responsibilities are associated with those ever-growing and ever-changing roles." Greg, translate that for me.
Oof.
I'll translate it to Antonio Brown needs to grow up. He's so talented that he has more responsibility on this team than he realizes. And if he doesn't grow up, maybe he's an ex-Steeler.
Don't forget.
No way.
Don't forget.
This is the same coach that literally said last week after the Facebook Live thing, this is the type of stuff why great players leave the teams they're on.
Don't forget, Santonio Holmes was a young star in that team that won a Super Bowl and got sent out of town.
Stop.
I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop.
You guys have Antonio Brown. This guy has a Jerry Rice work ethic. No receiver in the league works harder than Antonio Brown. They are not getting rid of him no matter what. This is message sending. It's like you've made a couple of bad decisions. Start being more of a team player.
And why do you send a message?
Because he needs to be more of a team player.
And what happens if he isn't?
Don't pout on the field. They're going to send a couple more messages, but they're not getting rid of Antonio Brown.
I think they're all frustrated with him, too, because they're stuck with a wonderful player. But they're not going to get rid of him, I don't think. And honestly, I don't know if he's going to change. So they're in a bad spot.
Well, not everyone needs to be some gigantic leader. There's plenty of immature, great players in the history of the NFL. You can't build a whole team around that. But he's not the quarterback. It's not the end of the world. The Steelers like to send these messages. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, I don't know if it was a message being sent, but Ben Roethlisberger was on the trade block. It was a little bit of
a while ago. Different circumstance.
It was a way different.
Nobody wanted him too.
But there was thought at the time, and this is when was that? 2008.
Way back.
There was thought at the time that they were kind of putting that out there as a wake up call.
Can we stop acting like what Antonio Brown did in making maybe two bad decisions?
No.
Is on par with Big Ben or Santonio Holmes?
No, it's not remotely. I'm assuming there's way more to this. When the second Tomlin said that in the press conference last week about Antonio Brown, I assume there's way more to it. That their general annoyance or lack of, you know, respect for how he's conducting himself went further than Facebook Live.
I wonder also if, and this came out to us in the public later, but that Brown had the six-figure Facebook Live deal, that not only did he act stupidly by taping that when Tomlin and Roethlisberger were speaking, that it was also he had a financial impact toward himself, how poorly that could have played inside the locker room.
You put your six-figure deal above the team. How big does your yacht have to be, Antonio? You're already making $10 million a year.
Yeah, it's just immature, I think. And I'm sure in the moment he was super excited and it was just wrong place. Wrong
and he
time.
Pouted, according to, again, Aditi Kinkwala during that game after D'Angelo Williams scored a touchdown. That was literally the high point of the game for the Steelers. That was the moment where you thought, okay, this is going to go back and forth. They cut the lead there. And at that point in the game, he's getting upset that he.
Yeah, but on a scale of like one to Odell Beckham on how annoying you are to teammates, he's probably a two.
Yeah, he's fine. Mm-hmm. He's fine with that. I think it's something to track, though. And he is going to be 29 in July. So if he's got to grow up, well, you know, he's almost 30 years old.
Yeah, know Let's your go. Role, Antonio.
Okay. Moving on, Todd Gurley. Oh, man, poor Todd Gurley. Came into the league in 2015. Really, he was one of those guys, kind of like the way Reggie Bush was heralded when he came into the league, is this guy not only a star, but could be a superstar in the way that Ezekiel Elliott became this season. And then what happened this season? He had a really nice rookie of the year campaign in 2015, but stuck in a miserable offense. Gurley regressed. He finished with 3.2 yards per attempt. That was the lowest of any running back with 150 or more rushing attempts. He was on the Rich Eisen show on Tuesday and was asked to characterize his 2016 season.
Like a nightmare, you know. It's like, I still can't believe, you know, this season. It was definitely a tough year, a learning experience for me, you know, to be, 4-12 this year. Don't want to feel that feeling again.
Wes, Gurley also had described the Rams' attack as a, quote, middle school offense back in December. You're a tape man. Watching Todd Gurley, Do you think the crappiness of his offense hurt him as a player in terms of how explosive he was, how hard he was trying? What were you seeing on tape?
I don't think it's an effort issue, but I think it was a bad habit issue. I think just like Aaron Rodgers was forced into bad habits when his offensive line got injured last year and his receivers didn't separate from coverage, you start to see Aaron Rodgers' footwork slip. You start to see him throwing from bad angles. Todd Gurley missed clear holes, and he was one of the most unproductive running backs we've seen, but he also is the same guy who Brian Baldinger said in the middle of his rookie year, my mom could scout Todd Gurley. His talent is that obvious. He had 125 or more yards in his first four starts. When you say he was compared to Reggie Bush, people were much higher on Todd Gurley after his first month in the league than anybody ever was on Reggie Bush. I think the talent is obvious, and I think you fix him by fixing what's around him and coaching him up.
Well, yeah. Maybe it came too easy. You know, it came too easy, and I don't think I was the only one that heard, you know, some whispers about whether he came in as prepared for his second season as you would have liked. And so you combine that with a totally unimaginative, terrible offensive line and offensive coaching staff, and it doesn't look well. You know, the problem is he didn't make people miss in space, and that's not about the offensive line. So when everyone didn't want to put any blame on him, I'm like, I can see it. You know, he's out there in space and he's getting tackled.
Yeah, nobody respected the passing game either, so he didn't have a shot there. And when he did, he couldn't find the holes, like you said, Wes. But also, there were so many turnovers. And it was just, I agree, it was a freaking nightmare to watch them this season.
Moving on, the Cleveland Browns, they are keeping Jamie Collins, the player that they acquired in a trade with the New England Patriots this season. The Browns have agreed to a 4-year contract with Collins. The team announced Monday that deal is worth $50 million. Including $26 million in guarantees. That's some serious money. Contract that eclipses, using Chris Wessling's word there. Good word there, Wes.
Oh, thank you.
The per-year salary of Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly. Greg, obviously the Patriots weren't hurt by the trade of Jamie Collins because they played even better on defense after he left and are now in the Super Bowl.
It'd be nice to have him.
Did the Browns make the right move here to give all this money to Jamie Collins?
I'd take Jamie Collins back for one game if they could use him for the Super Bowl. I mean, Jamie Collins is talented. He's versatile. And the fact that he's going to have Greg Williams as his defensive coordinator, I think bodes well because that's a guy who likes to use linebackers creatively. I think Collins went on the trade block because he wanted this contract, and he got it. So credit to his agent. And credit to the Patriots for knowing they weren't going to pay him. And I guess assuming a late third-round pick's better than a rest of the season of Jamie Collins.
Yeah, it's great for the Browns considering that, I mean, he's 27 years old. He could get another contract still after this. They're going to have him for the prime of his career probably. And they're able to use him in so many different ways that they need him. And if they could maybe have done it with a trade later, but the fact that the Browns were able to talk to him and have him there in the building and sort of warm up to him and everything, I mean, that played so much to their
advantage.
It didn't
make much of an impact with the Browns. It's worth noting that. Well, not just that they were bad still, but that he was okay.
His numbers weren't huge, right, Wes? And also, he did get accused of the freelancing in New England, and you wonder if the Browns remain in a losing culture, how he'll perform in that type of setting. But to me, Wes, this was the move the Browns had to make in the sense that you got to start building something and having some playmakers, and he's a real playmaker, whether or not they know this is going to be the right deal for him.
This is the kind of move where I really feel hamstrung by the distance we all are from Jamie Collins and the Patriots locker room and the Browns locker room. His talent is obvious. And if you're the Browns who are switching to a 4-3 defense, which he's perfectly suited for, yeah, and you have tons of salary cap space but no Pro Bowl talents, okay, extend him. But do I feel good about an organization like the Patriots deciding he's not worth the money and that maybe he's not a team-first player and puts himself before the team? Whereas an organization like the Browns is all too eager to give him the money. No, I don't feel good about that.
It's a little bit of a red flag that the Patriots wanted to give up on him. Other teams could have potentially traded for him too. Like you got to assume this is the best deal that they could get. Out there, and other teams chose essentially not to go for it.
It's also entered my mind that they purposely sent him. They banished him to Cleveland instead of sending him to another place. All right, you want to be a pain in our butt? We're going to send you to the worst franchise in the league.
That's pretty bad.
like
it's been done before in NFL history many times.
It seems crazy he's making more than Kuechly, but the reality is if he got to the open market now, there's so much cap space. Everyone's going to make an insane amount. I bet he would have made a lot more money if he actually made it to free agency. If Olivier Vernon's getting 17 a year, Jamie Collins can too.
All right. There you go. Hey, we got some more to get to, but I think it might be a good time to bring it back, especially with Connie Fox in the studio. How about we do a little bit of, odds and ends?
Ooh. It's time for odds and ends, odds and ends. Hey, everybody, tell your friends because it's time for odds and ends.
Bam. Wow.
Hey, look at that.
That was beautiful.
Did you write
Thank
those
you.
Lyrics?
No.
Very gifted. Just a natural performer.
There was a lot of dancing going on.
There was some of this.
I wish there was, a video of
as Shooter like, McGavin a little bit was involved.
As you're,
shout out Joe Biden, he knows.
a Rick Rubin type producer note, when we throw it back to you at the end of Odds and Ends, get into it quicker.
Right, yeah. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know it was going to be that short, Dan. Yeah. I thought really my time was going to be
Some people can't handle constructive criticism, but I know you can.
I can.
All right. Time for some.
Do you have a singing background?
No.
I thought you did great.
Oh, thanks.
But, right. Again.
Now too much time has passed. Too much time has passed, so okay. Let's do the song again.
No. Odds and ends, odds and ends. Hey, everybody, tell your friends, because it's odds and ends.
All right, we're getting closer.
It's like Ziegfeld Follies over
Beautiful.
Here.
Beautiful. All right, we'll start with, and Connie, I was interested in your thoughts on this. Olivia Munn, who's the girlfriend of Aaron Rodgers, penned a letter to Packers fans after the NFC title game loss to the Falcons, in which she thanked all the Packers fans for sending their positive energy. Do you believe in positive energy, Colleen? And would you like your husband to send out a note on your behalf after a personal setback?
No, I don't think I would like that, but I guess it would be nice of him to do that. I don't know. This just, it doesn't feel super sincere to me. I think the whole she's writing it on a piece of paper with a pen, trying to add that special touch. But then she also gets in a shot at the end of it by saying to all of you who encouraged and supported them by choosing to put only positive energy, help them get this far. So basically everybody who didn't do that, you're done. You're out. You're gone.
Yeah. I mean, life's not all cupcakes and rosé.
Well, it is There's for Olivia energy. Munn.
Well, that's true. Here's the bright side, by the way, for Rodgers and Munn. They don't have to deal with two straight weeks of the world asking about the family situation. That's the
true.
Only positive. For
Are they creeping up on like the length of time Pam and Roy were engaged?
Why are they engaged?
But how long have they been together? Why aren't they married?
Wow, Wes putting pressure on someone to get married. That is a, that is
that?
A
flip.
Let's dig into
not
this.
That.
How about that?
I lived in sin for 4 years once and then 8 years once.
By the way, enough with the open letters. I don't even know if this is an open letter.
It's like on a,
but,
it might as well be a cocktail napkin.
Writers out there, anyone using the open letter, it's over. Enough of the open
letter. It's over for the open letter. I agree. Moving on with odds and ends.
Nobody else has a thought on that? Just me. Just the girl? You're well, just asking the girl about the quarterback?
Quickly.
You know, you go to a woman's march and now you're burying me. I didn't mean anything by it.
No, I just thought, constructive criticism, Dan.
I was I was unaware that that article existed.
I would not be like thrilled if Emily sent out a letter about an end-around column that bombed or something. So, no. All right, moving on. Tom Brady started an Instagram account. He quoted The Hangover, Greg Rosenthal, in his account, a picture with the two quarterbacks, including our friend Jake Brisket.
Ooh, slice me off a piece of that Jake Brisket.
So he used the old Wolfpack line from Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover, which came out now 8 years ago almost. Is The Hangover, so it's kind of a dad joke, is The Hangover the new Animal House for this generation, for the off-referenced comedy hit?
I think you nailed it. I'm trying to think what else it would be. I mean, not for
old
me.
School.
Old school is kind of like, they're all like that Will
Anchorman,
Ferrell,
maybe.
Anchorman.
Anchorman's good, though.
I feel like old school and Anchorman are a notch above The Hangover as far as quality of movie.
All right, so Uncle Humor So Animal
House.
Well,
Uncle Humor to be. Yeah, it's coming. I feel like they're just hitting
Animal House is old school.
It's dead.
No, I'm saying what are the new ones?
Oh, Caddyshack is Anchorman.
Caddyshack is Anchorman.
Yeah, because it's actually good.
Right.
And then what's the third one in the triumph?
The Hangover is...
It's Animal House, Caddyshack, and what's the other
Hangover
one?
Is like The Bachelor with Tom Hanks.
No,
Bachelor Party.
There was a big one. There's a big. It's a big three of Uncle Humor.
Big Lebowski?
No.
Big
early
Lebowski's
80s.
Great.
It's Stripes.
Animal,
I love Stripes.
Stripes. Exactly. Of course you do, Wes.
What about Christmas Vacation?
Animal House, Caddyshack. Oh, Blues Brothers. Is it Blues Brothers?
No.
Slapshot?
This is terrible.
Slapshot's great!
Wait, are we still taping?
I don't know.
This is all part of this.
I don't know. But anyway, Hangover, Anchorman, and Old School are the new Uncle Humor. Tom Brady's involved. Hey, the Pro Bowl Skills Competition Showdown is back. That will be happening, I guess, this week at
all
some
right.
point in Orlando. And one of the events, a signature event that they're bringing back, they're not bringing it back, it's the first time it's ever been involved, is Dodgeball, which, you know, could be interesting. I used to love dodgeball, but it did get me thinking. What is go around the room here? The one obscure, and I note obscure skill that all of you have that you are certain you could defeat everyone else in the room in.
Oh,
that you could defeat.
Well, I can figure skate. I can fly a plane.
Wait, you can fly a plane?
Yeah,
that's pretty badass.
Student pilot.
Really?
Yeah, like little ones, like little like Grummins and Cessna.
Yeah, I knew this.
Cherokee.
It is impressive.
I'm a great parallel parker, and I can always tell Ooh. When somebody yeah, has a haircut.
Are you sh-
Wow.
Are That's you a lot of skills you have.
Yeah,
boom.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to be sure you're better than the rest of the room.
I'm sure.
I can parallel park like a son.
Right, everyone thinks they're great. I texted my wife asking what she thought, because I couldn't think of anything I'm good at, and parallel parking was one of the things she came up with me. So who knows? We can have a competition.
And I can parallel park as well. So
there we go.
Should we have a parallel parking off?
Add it to the – yeah.
That's an off-season
podcast. Add it to the skills competition.
Yeah. That's got to happen. We're doing it.
All right, Wes, what is your obscure skill?
I can pull my right shoulder out of socket anytime I want.
No.
That's obscure.
Also, I can put a stack of coins on my elbow, flip it, and catch it with my hand.
Do better, yeah.
That's awesome. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
A large stack of coins.
Your arm comes out of the socket?
It's out of socket right now.
Ew, no way. That's gross, Wes.
That's gross, Wes. That was weird.
Ew.
That was weird.
What's
you okay?
Your,
was yeah, that, sometimes it happens
it looked
to the
like
left
he was
shoulder
just
and
pretending.
It really
I didn't even know it was happening there.
No, it's out of socket right now.
Okay.
Okay, wow.
I can always tell when someone's wearing any new article of clothing. I will pick it out. And the person will always be surprised.
That's
when
true.
I notice it.
And you give it names.
That is an obscure skill.
They do give names. I get names. I also can, and this doesn't work when I'm drunk, which is bad that it backfires in this spot, but I can speak at a voice level that is high enough that anyone in my direct area can hear me, but someone just out of earshot. I know the exact moment someone is out of earshot where I could speak. Where I'm not whispering, I'm actually speaking, but I know they're not hearing it.
It's a pretty handy skill set for a person of your habits.
Right, like who likes to talk trash on people.
How often has that backfired?
How do you know
drunk?
How good they are at hearing? Because people's hearing, you know, varies.
Exactly. That's part of the skill. It's very obscure. But it's most fun to talk bad about people when you're drunk. So in bars, it has backfired in the past, but that's a skill. That I have. I could also spin the football on the ground definitely longer than anyone here.
That's part of the skills challenge.
I'll buy that.
Put it down. Mark it down.
I'll buy that.
Okay. All right. Greg, you.
Well, Emeka suggested parallel parking, sports gambling, cutting lines, losing parking tickets. But I'm going to go with that I can bend my fingers back to touch the back of their hands.
Everybody's doing gross stuff.
Wait, what do you mean? Do it.
I'm not looking.
Ooh,
yeah, you can do that
gross.
Better.
Can't look at
that. That's
no one
crazy.
Else can top me on that.
That is, yeah,
ooh.
I'm not going near that.
I feel like you're missing something in
yeah,
your
missing
hand.
Joints. Missing some
I forgot one.
Joints what? Or something.
I can make a 50-yard field goal left-footed and a 35-yard field goal right-footed.
Wow.
No,
really?
It's on tape.
Wait, you could do it right now?
How old were you?
How many tries do you need?
It was right before I left Tybee, so 5 years ago.
It's like the Andy Reid tape.
I will give you $100 if you can do that on your first try.
I can nail a 50-yard field goal.
On your first try.
I mean, I can kick it far enough. I don't know if it'll go through the
We're going to have a field day here.
Sydney, I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you have any obscure skills?
I mean, I don't have any gross obscure skills, but I remember lyrics like nobody's business. And I also can remember names of celebrities, but not names of people that I meet. So there's that.
That's tough. All right. Good, guys. Good job, guys. And one last odds and ends note here. Luke Bryan is playing, singing the national anthem at Super Bowl 51. I would like to play some Luke Bryan music right now, but
oh yeah, let's do it.
Couldn't get the rights, but we do have this country music. I don't know. This is generic country music.
Cool. So I feel like I'm at the Super Bowl in Houston.
Wait, this is better than Luke Bryan.
Do you know Luke Bryan's music?
I have heard a couple of songs. I'm not impressed.
Can we book this guy?
What is this? Oh, this is the house music. We use this.
Put this guy on the national anthem.
We use this a lot on the Rosenthal and Justin McVanity project.
What was that?
RJVP. Little podcast. Oh, by the way, I forgot about this. The Shadowy League Figures. We tried to bring it back.
What'd they do now?
For Steelers Patriots. Shadowy League Figures would not allow it.
What?
Shot it down. I meant to make a stink
of it. What do you mean not allowed it?
Forgot about it. They didn't allow it to happen. They were afraid.
Didn't allow what to happen?
Did us to bring back to a Steelers, because that was like kind of the RJVP bowl right there, Steelers Patriots.
Sorry to hear that, Greg.
Yeah, I know you're.
You'll have to settle with this podcast, you know. You'll have to settle for this one.
Stop.
And that's it for odds and ends.
It's time for odds and ends. Odds and ends. Hey everybody, tell your friends, because it's odds and. And damn, I thought I was
so
going to get it that time.
So close.
All right. But you sell it.
Great work.
You seem so happy doing it.
There's no other way to sing that.
Thank you very much, Colleen. That was beautiful work. And the next time you do it, you'll nail it perfectly.
Yeah.
I know it.
I know. If anybody knows pitch and tone, it's me.
Don't rub it into Wes's face.
What's a tone?
All right. Speaking of Ben Roethlisberger, I just wanted to quickly, before we get Mark on the phone, I don't believe that he's going to retire. So
no.
I thought just to kind of gauge where this fits in terms of what we should believe and not believe at the quarterback position, I created this morning the QB believability scale.
Mm.
And what I'll do is I'm going to throw some different QB, let's call them hazy factual information about these quarterbacks. Tell me how believable it is. Is it more believable or less believable than Ben Roethlisberger retiring before
I like it.
Next season? Here we go. Brock Osweiler will sign a second contract with the Houston Texans. What's more believable? More
like,
or less believable?
Not restructuring. He will, like,
pen
he'll
to paper
earn,
on a new
he'll
contract.
Earn a new contract.
Pen to paper on a new contract.
What is more believable, that or Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, Ben's more believable.
Yeah. He's not going to sign a new contract.
That's lower.
Andy Dalton will host a relaunch of Yo! MTV Rap.
Yes. Oh, my God. I need that to happen. That's more believable.
Well, you want it to happen.
Yeah.
But is that Ben Roethlisberger retiring or MTV Rap's Andy Dalton, the face of that program?
I feel like Dalton would be a wrong.
No, people love redheads.
I agree with Colleen. That's more believable.
Christian Hackenberg will start a game for the Jets.
That's not believable.
Mm.
Less believable.
Hackenberg is real?
Yeah, that's never happened.
Yeah, that's not.
No.
It's more likely that Ben Roethlisberger retires.
Yeah. Yes.
Then my second round pick will start
Ben's
a game.
Ben's hanging him up.
Yeah, I can't really disagree. RG3 will rush for 100 yards in an NFL or CFL game. More or less believable than Ben Roethlisberger retiring.
Ooh.
More
believable. Say less. 100 yards, that's a lot of yards.
I could see him
not
going to
the
same.
I don't know if he'd make it to 100 yards.
Not moving the
same. Yeah, he could get injured. Like
Ben retiring.
I feel like
is more believable than that.
Hugh Jackson was his chance. They're going to draft someone.
Andrew Luck will call a press conference to acknowledge that he kind of looks and sounds like Andre the Giant.
Anybody want to feel it?
More or less believable.
Less. Everyone knows he sounds like it already. He doesn't.
Yeah, but he'll acknowledge it.
Okay.
Yes.
To the press conference only for that. He's not going to address it.
That's believable.
And he'll take like an hour of questions about it.
And anything.
And he'll get rid of it.
He'll talk about his book club. It'll be great.
Blake Bortles will suck in 84% of the football cognoscenti when the summer puff pieces about his mental and mechanics makeover start rolling in. 84%.
1,000% more believable.
Yeah, that's more believable.
That's far more believable. That's expected.
Mark's going to write that article.
He will. He'll write many of them.
Long form.
Don't tell him that now.
No. Derek Carr will block half the Around the NFL podcast. Well, that already happened, actually. So let's take
more believable.
Jay Cutler will become the Terry Bradshaw of his generation on a major network studio show.
Less believable.
Guys, negative charisma.
Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Rodgers will be friends again.
Wow. Oh, more believable?
Yeah, that's
a sad story.
You're not putting a timeline on it. Life is, it's long. It's good they got a long timeline to figure this out.
Yeah. Jared Goff will be selected to multiple Pro Bowls.
Less believable.
Really? Like way less believable.
No, I go
selected
more.
Or named as a replacement because I saw like Stephon Gilmore just named.
Yeah, selected. No, actually, named. So he could be like the fourth, fifth alternate.
Andy Dalton's on pace for like 10 Pro Bowls now.
Yeah, that's more believable. I mean,
if he's an alternate, then more believable.
People want to end Jared Goff's career. It was one bad season, so that's more believable. He can turn it around. Alex Smith has made a couple Pro Bowls. He had a similarly awful rookie season.
My favorite Pro Bowl nugget was when – and make sure you check out the Pro Bowl only on ESPN.
Yeah. Yeah.
Antonio Cromartie was elected to the Pro Bowl, not selected or got added to the roster when he finished – like 149th out of 151 ranked cornerbacks on Pro Football Focus.
I can't wait for this game.
Let's see, a couple more.
It's in the right city. I'll just say that much.
Russell Wilson will be photographed in public without any type of Bose product on his person.
That's less believable.
Yeah, less believable.
He's got like composite parts made of Bose products.
He is straight from Bose.
Right. He was manufactured by Bose to win Super Bowl.
And finally, Joe Flacco will win a Tony Award.
Ooh.
Wait, hasn't he already acted in like the Johnny Unitas movie?
Wow, look at Wes knowing the Flacco.
A Tony Awards for acting?
That's for Broadway.
I thought that was singing. Oh.
Yeah, he's going to sing. He's going to dance. He's going to do it all.
Like his own little La La Land?
I'm going to go with more believable.
I'm going less believable.
Yeah, definitely less believable.
I'll go with Wes.
An actor?
More.
He's not going to win a Tony.
He might.
All right. There you go. All right. That's the game. That was the QB believability scale.
I can't believe you don't have music for it.
Yeah, it was just something that happened. All right, now it's time, LaCid, if we can get on the horn, Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Sessler road tripping on their way to Houston. Are you there, Mark Sessler?
Hey, guys, I am here. Where are we? Just outside of Yucca, Arizona, which is about 5 hours east of Los Angeles, maybe.
All right, so.
What have you learned so far about how football connects with the American public?
Very little, but I will say that we just went to this very
Oh, no.
Well, that's it. I told you he was a bad driver.
Where basically John Gonzalez just yanked off the road, and he made the right decision. There's like a giant Epcot Center like golf ball that he explained to me that his mom lived in. This was the owner of this mini mart said his mom lived here for about 20 years in this giant golf ball in the middle of the desert, and they're now turning it into a museum for government-sponsored alien activities. And we left very soon after. But he was a Packers fan, so.
Well, we missed the very beginning of that. That's Gonzo's mother?
Gonzo's mother is on the East Coast. But actually, the mini-mart owner of this store said that in this golf ball structure, his mom had lived there for decades. Okay. And I don't understand how that came to be. So we left.
An initial challenge that you guys are dealing with, and I would have made the same mistake because I kind of figured you were just going to drive through desert and see the heartland or the desert of the southwest of America. But you're running into some weather issues, and you're not exactly prepared clothing-wise.
That's very true. I mean, we're still in it's still relatively temperate now. We're in Arizona, but we're heading up into the mountains to Flagstaff. We're a little bit out of moves. It's the course we're on to get where we need to go. And someone sent us a photo of Flagstaff, which is under about 3 feet of snow. And, like, you know, he's a very light Packer, which I...
He is. He is a light Packer. I'll fill in the details here. Yeah.
Not packing a lot.
He just brought a duffel bag. I don't know what was inside of it. It could have just been beer.
Flip-flops.
Mark, you still with us? We might have lost Mark.
I think the alien got him.
Oh, no.
I think we did. The snow.
Is that the last we hear from John and Mark?
Let's try to get them back on the phone because we still need to find out what...
Please try your call again later.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got to... Let's try, Sid, to get him back on. This could be a problem. Colleen, your husband is in this car.
Yes.
And you love him, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have any concerns about this?
I have so many concerns.
Really?
I don't know.
Did he need permission to do this?
No.
Okay.
I was like, yo, you should definitely go. That's going to be great. And then last night I was like, wait, you're going to Houston? And how long are you going to be gone for? And who's walking the dogs?
Who would you say out of John and Mark is more of an adult?
Oh, that's tough because
Careful.
John was watching cartoons the other night on like Friday night by himself.
Right?
So I feel like it's Mark because Mark takes care of children.
He does.
But John definitely takes care of dogs. So, you know, in my world, that's sort of like one and the same.
Right. You have them on kind of like the same level.
Yeah.
Do we have any luck getting Mark back on so far, Sid?
Just got his voicemail. So, you know, good sign.
Well,
I just said don't get arrested. Do you think that that's going to happen?
I don't know. I had more questions asked, so that's why I'm a little upset that we were not able
to. I know.
To.
Maybe he can get back into a better area.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they're going to Roswell.
More likely to happen on this trip. Bad things in a snowstorm, bad things legally, or bad things due to aliens?
Legally. Probably legally. That's
aliens?
Where I would go.
Mark would like to be abducted by aliens, so I would think that would be okay with him. I don't know if Gonzo would be.
John might be being abducted right now by Mark.
All right. It doesn't look like we're gonna be able to get Mark.
You can follow their journey, though, right?
You can where?
Yeah. Well, on Twitter, duh. Road to Houston, sponsored by Bud Light, and it's probably...
Sell it.
They're going to be taking videos, and maybe the network is going to use them in some capacity, so you can watch the network as well.
Especially if they're abducted by aliens.
Really? I mean, it's going to be on the network?
I have no idea.
All right, so yeah, there you go. Mark, check out... follow both of the Twitter and Instagram feeds of Gonzo and Mark and during their journey. We'll catch up with them on Thursday. Hopefully, they'll be in a place where we could actually have a discussion.
I mean, we could talk, you know, new head coaching rankings if you really wanted to pad the show out, but we can save that for Thursday.
Let's save it.
We don't need to – no time requirement.
No, there isn't, Mark. Hey, Greg, there's nothing.
Dan, the most disappointed host I've ever seen.
Well, you know, you hope that the signal's working out in your favor, but sometimes, you know, you just got to roll.
Yeah.
Got to roll. All right, let's have Colleen sing odds and ends for
no more.
Half hour.
That's it. Right. Two per show. That's the max.
All right. I just got a text from Mark. We just went into total darkness, he wrote.
I've gotten that text from Mark many times.
Yeah, it's a metaphor.
Sorry, bad phone for 100 miles so far. So, okay, we weren't able to get him, but we will get him back on the line on Thursday if hopefully everything is okay with your husband.
Great.
John and Mark Sessler. Okay. That's it. That's how the show's going to end.
I mean, I'm worried.
I'm like really stressed out about this now. I was not stressed at all. I was like, this is great. You guys are going to go on a road trip. It's going to be so much fun. I didn't even think about it at all.
Well, I didn't know Mark was a bad driver. So that's got me.
Well, that's the other thing.
Sounds like Gonta's doing the driving.
That's what I heard. Yeah. Before they.
That makes sense.
Well, Mark's smart enough to allow
John. Whose car is it?
I think it's a rental.
Yeah. Probably in Mark's name that John is driving.
Is it a rental that's capable of driving up a mountain? Because I don't think they were planning for that initially. All right.
Yeah.
So we should stop speculating.
Irresponsibly.
Here's another. You could read into this text that Mark just sent me however you want. It's probably only going to go be worse from here.
Stop it. You're making that up. No, I know you're lying.
Oh.
I can tell you're lying.
No. He's talking about,
he's talking
I think,
about
the reception.
He's talking about the signal.
But,
all right.
Now Colleen is nervous. I kind of like this. All right. We will be back on Thursday talking to Mark and also, you know, breaking down a little bit, you know, start looking ahead now toward Super Bowl 51 and maybe some of the matchups. We'll figure it out. We have a plan.
You always do.
Yeah, we'll have a plan about what we're going to talk about on Thursday. So make sure you check that out and leave ratings and the stars over on the iTunes. And check out the subreddit. Greeby does a great job over there at the Around the NFL podcast subreddit, which is growing. I believe it's almost up to...
Burgeoning.
Burgeoning. It's almost up to 4,000. Love to see that get to 5,000.
Or
the Super Bowl.
That's the goal.
Maybe that's something to shoot for. So everybody check that out. But that's it. Thank you, Connie Fox, for joining.
Thanks. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to head over to the Cozy. So Greg, Wes,
yeah.
Sid, if you want to join me.
I'm in.
It's great. Cool.
Sounds I also good. Just realized we never heard from your husband. So we don't have proof that
we
were in the car.
Actually
it went over to Aunt Ted
there.
That you left him out of that.
But. Oh. Oh, you didn't invite me.
Yeah, that was the whole.
Is it because of the woman's thing?
That was the bit. That was the bit.
The woman's thing.
But he doesn't listen to women, so it makes sense. You know.
The woman's thingy? Right.
Oh, by the way, I wasn't going to bring it up, but Greg making that joke after he made poor Sydney, the producer, carry a chair for him before the show started. Wes, how did you put it?
The strong, silent type has a young lady carrying a chair.
I wasn't even looking. Apparently, she was carrying a
this
chair.
Mr. Gentleman. Come at me with that after that disgraceful display. Are you okay, Sid, after having to do that for Greg?
I think I'll, you know, push okay. on.
All right. Let's end this now. Sorry, Greg. I wasn't going to bring it up when you came at me.
I don't mind. I wasn't even looking.
This is Dan Hansen signing off.
No regrets.
For Connie Fox, the mailman, the boss, and new money behind the glass. Till Thursday.